Hello, dear viewers. Back to Mal. Anyway, it's the 31st anniversary of the death of Stephen Lawrence. So Mr. Lawrence was murdered by white supremacist boys when he was 18 years old. Stephen Lawrence had never done anything wrong in his life, was set upon by this gang of thugs at a bus stop in Eltham, South London, and stabbed to death. And then his friend narrowly escaped death and was able to wrestle free and run off. And obviously there were confused phone calls to the police. The police actually treated his friends, Duane Brooks, as a suspect for a while. Anyway, so six white boys were identified as suspects. Some of them were charged with the murder. But, then the police, said, no, this is not going to go ahead. So the Lawrence family, they wanted to take out a private prosecution. They were advised by the police not to do so because the evidence was flimsy. But the Lawrence family disregarded that. They went ahead with the private prosecution, and the judge directed the jury to find them not guilty. So the defendants were all acquitted. So this all blew up in about 1999 when the McPherson report came out. So McPherson was a retired judge who looked into the issue, and he's the one who introduced the phrase institutional racism into the United Kingdom. Mr. Lawrence has been, to use that NAF phrase, a political football ever since his murder 31 years ago. And his mother, Baroness Lawrence, she's campaigned on issues close to her heart, she was ennobled as a Labour peeress a few years ago. So she's comported herself with great dignity. And of course, I feel sorry for her. Anybody would do with any decency for this mother whose teenage son was murdered, particularly for racist reasons. So Stephen Lawrence was only killed because of his race. Anyway, we surely have heard enough about the murder of Stephen Lawrence, because in those days, about 800 people were murdered every single year. How many people in the United Kingdom alone have been murdered since 1993? It's several thousand. But his death receives more attention than all the others put together. So he's worth no less and no more than anybody else. And left-wingers are constantly going back to the murder of Stephen Lawrence to say, this is racist, that's racist, this is why I have to do this and that. The racism industry to create more jobs, more funding, more box-ticking, more form-filling, more words which are forbidden, more people are going to be cancelled, got to be sacked because they don't conform to a far-left ideology. So that really is disgraceful. Baroness Lawrence, as I say, of course, I sympathise with her. It's terrible that her child was killed, but that doesn't oblige me to agree with her on anything. And she's a member of the Labour Party, so she is a partisan figure. And Labour's really run with this. She's got pride of place at the Labour conference and so on. So they're just really grubbing for votes from certain groups to say, oh, we're on the side of Stephen Lawrence. Now, those are white boys, and I say boys because they're all under 18 at the time, who were suspects. Then the law was changed, the double jeopardy law, which had been a sacred principle of English law for centuries, that someone couldn't be tried twice for the same offence. Those alleged to have murdered Stephen Lawrence, once they're found not guilty, could never be charged again, because otherwise that no acquittal would ever bring things to a close. And the police would be sloppy and clumsy when they're presenting evidence saying, well, if we don't get it this time, we can have another shot at it. No. Prosecution got one shot, and therefore if you're acquitted, people will say, if there is no double jeopardy rule, well, and they didn't quite manage it this time, they got away with it, but they'll get them next time, that it wouldn't be seen to terminate the whole issue. It wouldn't be definitive, any acquittal, and there'd be a question mark hanging over that person's reputation forever. But I know you somewhat have that anyway, even before the double jeopardy rule was changed. So the law was amended to say that if fresh evidence comes to light, the prosecution can be brought again. So two people were charged years later. One of them was the original defendant, the other was not. And so they're both found guilty. As Norris and Acourt were the surnames. I can't remember which one had been charged originally. Obviously they had an unfair trial. Even the solicitor for the Lawrence family, Imran Khan, said they could not have a fair trial. Imran Khan, not the Prime Minister of Pakistan and captain of the Pakistani World Cup winning cricket team, a different Imran Khan, a British Pakistani. So indeed, they had an unfair trial, and the minds of the juries were prejudiced because, of course, for years there have been headlines saying they committed murder. The Daily Mail said they are murderers and they can sue us if we're wrong and so on. Two of them were nephews of a notorious South London mobster. This is brought up against them. That's guilt by association. If their uncle is guilty of something, that doesn't prove they're guilty of anything. It's not a crime to be related to someone. So anyway, they were suspected of all sorts of racist attacks, and some of them had criminal records subsequently. One of the original suspects has died recently at the age of 50. And the two men who were found guilty, they were given relatively short sentences because they could only be charged on the basis of the minors they were at the time of the murder and not the adults they were, like in their 30s by the time they were actually found guilty. So, yeah, that is Stephen Lawrence. Quite a few murders are unsolved, and I have read the McPherson report. I didn't find any examples of racism in it. Any time that they messed up, that was supposedly racism and so on. And people say, oh, they really obviously did it. Well, you know, that they probably did it. And I do accept that the original suspects probably did it, but probably is not good enough for a conviction, particularly for murder. It's never good enough. You need virtual certainty, proved beyond all reasonable doubt. So the jurors could have an unreasonable doubt if they return a verdict of guilty, because there might be a penumbra of doubt in any case. Otherwise, we could never convict anyone. The only way to be absolutely certain that you never convict an innocent person is to acquit every single defendant, no matter how absolutely overwhelmingly irrefragable the evidence is against that person. But what if the witness statements were perjurious? And what if the CCTV camera was doctored? What if the DNA evidence was planted? What if the murder weapon was planted or something like that? Then if all that was false, then the person's innocent. But so that's obviously just ludicrously unlikely to be true. And that's why we have to take a very, very slight risk that an innocent person will go to prison. We'd never be able to prevent any crimes whatsoever. So yeah, this is terrible that Mr. Lawrence died like that. He's memorialized where he was murdered. Was called Celebre, the Bishop of Stepney. John St. Tambo later became Archbishop of York, was very involved. Some leftist activists were very involved, and so on. But the murder of this young man has been used to say, we can't say this and that in free speech, and we have to take statues down, and blah, 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 as it all somehow contributes to his murder. Anyway, so there are people, obviously, who vehemently disagree with me. And I know there was an inquiry some years after murder at Elephant and Castle. And one of the barristers for the other side asked Mrs. Lawrence, as she then was, a certain question that was not entirely friendly. And she said, am I on trial or something? And it was loudly applauded by the gallery. So there's really this baying mob, which is against a supposed racist establishment. So that is, you can be racist without even knowing it, which is preposterous. How can somebody know what's in my mind more than I do? And so the police are all saying, yes, we're racist. Racist, institutionally racist. So, and if you don't say that, then you are racist. So if you admit it, you're racist. If you deny it, you're racist. You just can't win. This is this crazy situation where everything and everyone, and even mathematics, is racist. And the UK, it really got going as a response to that. We don't react that way to every murder, and we shouldn't, because then we'd have no civil liberty left. So surely it's time that he could finally rest in peace and no longer be weaponized by the left to push their ideology. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. So please make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.